We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it gets no better than this at the Joe Morgan Celebrity Tournament. That's not to debase our previous guest, but we are joined by the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Jerry Rice, Flash 80, former Niner, former Raider. And Jerry, great to have you out here. Every time I see you in your golf gear, I keep thinking, maybe he should have been a golfer. You fit the golfer's mode so well.
No, I was meant to be a football player.
How was your golf game?
Golf game is okay. It comes and goes. It's one of those games that you can't master, and you have to work at it. So I really love the game. I love watching it on television, the professionals, all those guys, and I can only imagine that the time they have put in to have success on the golf course.
The amount of time it takes. I mean, you can think about it in terms of running the hill, obviously, and all the work you put in football. Is it tougher for you as a golfer to find those same drills and those same fundamentals to where you could see a path to that level of improvement and mastery?
No, I think it's the same thing. It's all about dedication and, you know, the muscle – memories might be a little bit different because you're using different muscles, but it's all about commitment. And it's always that perfect shot that keeps you coming back. But it's one of those games that you think, okay, I got it. Then the next day, it's almost like it's a whole different language.
You just never know
what you're going to get on the next day. But, you know, it's that one shot that keeps you coming back. And you have to be totally committed to it, just like I was to football. And speaking of that, I'm looking forward to seeing Steph Curry in LMA, you know, tournament coming up. And I think he's going to do well. You know, he's hitting the ball. He's a great golfer. And I've been asked over and over again, is there anything I could pass on to Steph Curry? I said, no, just be Steph Curry. That's it. So he's just going to go out and have fun.
Now, there's no wind in the average NBA arena, but as you know, you and I both know up at Stonebrae, the breeze can blow a little bit.
Yeah.
So maybe my advice would be take an extra club, Steph.
Yeah, but, you know, just watching him and what he was able to do in Lake Tahoe, because his first, second rounds, I think his first and second round was not that good. Then he just went crazy on the third round and got up to 60 points. So that tells you that the guy got game. Now, it's if he's going to be able to deliver that on stage in front of, you know, in front of a different audience, because basketball is fast. There's constant movement running up and down the court. Now everything is going to slow down on the golf course. And he was having fun in Lake Tahoe. It's going to be a whole different arena. Professional guys, the guys that's trying to get to the next level from the web.com, they play extremely slow. Now, I guess it gives him an opportunity where he has to be able to interact with his caddy, maybe look off into the gallery to see what's going on, because they do not select a club until they're ready to hit golf ball. So everything slows down so much, and we know that Steph Curry is all about speed.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game with advice for Steph Curry and his upcoming tour in the web.com over in Hayward. Little football talk, Jerry, because camp opening up in a week for the Raiders. You look at Oakland at 12-4 with Derek Carr now in as your franchise quarterback. Is it fair to start to expect to see this team in the conference championship game, if not a step beyond?
I think this team can really go a step beyond, but they got to have a legitimate backup. I think Marshawn Lynch is really going to add a dimension to that running game, and he has something to prove because he's really upset with the Seattle Seahawks. So he's going to have a chip on his shoulders. So I'm expecting this team to go a lot further. But they got to keep Derek Carr healthy.
That's the absolute key. We saw what happened last year. For Marshawn to come off the couch and be able to be effective is one thing, but how much is it important that he brings that leadership and that I've been there before sort of what you brought to the Raiders when you switched across the bay.
Man, he's a bruiser. I mean, I would just grab my popcorn and sit back and watch him run that football, because you know he's going to be physical, and he's really going to add a dimension to that offense that really going to help them. They have the receiving core. They got a tight end. They can put up points. They got a good defense. So this team right now is itching, and it's just going to be up to those players to go out there and get it done. It starts in training camp. Then you carry that on throughout the season. And you hope that, everyone stays healthy. But I'm expecting great things from the Oakland Raiders.
So it's fair to say Super Bowl or bust then. That's the mentality you should take going in. If you were in that locker room, you would look around and say, fellas, the bar is set at the Super Bowl.
If I was in that locker room, I wouldn't say we're going to go to the Super Bowl this year. I would say it's going to start right here in training camp. Once you start building in training camp, then you start getting the true picture of what your team is all about and the chemistry and how they're going to execute on the field. Anyone can say, hey, look, you know, at the start of training camp that we're going to go to the Super Bowl. It doesn't happen that way. You have to put the time in and you have to sweat together. You have to fight together. You have to develop that chemistry. Then you know. What type of team that you have.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game. Just one more. I want to hit you with a Niner question. I know you want to get loose. Your prep is very important. You're a golfer, and I respect that. You got to have your routine. 49ers coming off a two-win year. John Lynch in. Kyle Shanahan in. Bright spots in Santa Clara, yes?
I had an opportunity. I was down, and I was shooting like a little commercial, a little spot for the Niners. And Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, they heard I was in the building. And it was the last day of training camp. So they wanted me to come over and talk to the players. And when I walked in, I was watching, film on, how they were working, the chemistry and stuff like that. The atmosphere is totally different. There's a whole different type of atmosphere. They're simplifying everything where these players now can just go out and play football. And John Lynch made a statement that really stuck with me, because he told some of the guys, he said, look, if you guys are overweight and you come into training camp, you're not going to be here. And the hair stood up on my back because I'm sure it did the same thing with those players, because it's letting those players know that, you have to stay in tip-top shape. You have to come into training camp ready to go, because – if you're not, you're going to get injured. Then you're going to lose time. Then that's going to hurt your chances of making the team. So the atmosphere is really good, and I like those two. And I think we need to give them a couple years to try to bring that tradition back. But right now, I'm very happy with the atmosphere.
Jerry Rice, if Niner fans could see his face right
I'm
now.
I'm excited.
He brightened. I said two wins. Undeterred, Jerry Rice is high on the Niners. So good to see you again, Jerry.
Hey,
good luck
for
today.
Me.
Hit him straight.
All right, man.
And we'll talk to you
always
soon.
Always try.
Jerry Rice here on 95.7 The Game.
Right. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.